This is the December 17th open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask our Secretary, Afia Wangaza, if she will call the roll.
Shram Agnir.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Here.
Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford. Summer Reese. Rico Ross.
Here.
Hey, Rico.
Hi, guys.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
I'm here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Hey, bro.
Hi.
Did I hear Richard?
You should have. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you now. Nia Benakto.
Nia's ill and asked to be excused.
Okay, we'll do that as soon as we get our quorum together.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Hey, Alonzo.
Kimmery Orendoff. Marcel Reed. I thought I heard Marcel.
Here.
Marcel, I can't hear you. Okay. Jim Bennett.
Present.
Ifia Wangaza, present.
Madam Secretary. And Campbell,
yes?
Johnson's present.
Madam Secretary.
I have you, Campbell. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Sean Casey O'Brien. I'm present, and I just got off the phone with Director Reese, and she is coming in from work. It's a rainy night here, and she hopes to join us later in this meeting and definitely in the executive session.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else who's joined us whose name I called but did not respond at the time? We do have quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Is there any objection to granting Nia Bediako, Director Nia Bediako, an excused absence for tonight? Hearing none, if you would enter that in the record.
And if we could ask Bill Crozier to be the timekeeper.
Well, I'll ask for someone to be the timekeeper. Bill, do you want to do it?
Yeah, if you want me to, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Point of information?
Yes?
How many members are present in the call? If Secretary Wangaza would please inform us how many people are in the meeting right now.
I have 15 directors and two, one ex officio and counsel, which makes it 17.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Did you get both LeVarn and Arlene?
I got you. I didn't hear Arlene. I mean, I didn't hear LeVarn.
Here, she's
I'm
here.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Alberto.
Yes, sir.
The first item is approval of the minutes. Richard, I believe you did send out minutes to the group. Is that correct?
I did. I sent out 8 copies, and I think Afia sent out 2, and I'd like to move that those 8 copies I sent out be approved.
Mr.
Chairman,
Afia's open minutes or executive session minutes?
Those are all open.
Yeah.
I would like to second that motion, Chair.
I'm sorry. Let me get the answer to my question first. Afia?
I sent out, two executive and 1 open.
1 open session minute. Okay. someone just moved that we approve them all. Who was that?
And I second them.
Richard.
Okay.
Richard
Is there any objection to approving the collection of minutes that we have available to
us? My original motion was to approve the 8 I sent out, but I would like to change that to approving them all. You're right.
Is there any objection to that?
This is Bill.
Bill.
I haven't had a chance to read them, and so, you know, if several people have read them and feel they're okay, then I won't object, but I want to make sure some people have read them to make sure we have everything.
Leslie is here, if you can hear me.
Thank you.
Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
That sounded like a question. Does anyone want to vouch for the minutes?
Yes.
I vouch for the minutes. The ones that
I submitted. Bill, would you like to withdraw your objection?
Okay. Well, if at least two people have read all of them and made sure they're okay,
let me say that also the minutes are always approved conditionally. So that if you go back over them and you find something that needs to be changed, it can be brought up at the next session.
Okay. And for the minutes for this one, can we indicate which specific minutes we're approving, please?
That would be a good idea. Richard, would you read the dates?
Gosh, I don't have them here. They're listed on that email I've sent out twice.
What's the time of the email?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I can read them. How we did that now. Oh, here. July 24th through the 26th, September 13th and 25th.
I think so, yeah. You can hear. Yeah.
October 4th, October 9th through the 11th, November 22nd, December 6th, all of 09, and April 23rd through the 25th of 2010. And then the ones that I sent out are September 13th and open and executive, and October 1st executive.
Okay, we will attempt to approve those this evening, the last two.
I have a discussion point on that, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. The concern that I have is that, I, having been a secretary in many organizations, I believe that minutes are very important. And, you know, it's important to have them for the subsequent meeting so that people can be refreshed on what had taken place previously. And it's very, very difficult to look at approving minutes that are 2, 3, 6 months old. I just wanted to make that point of information.
Okay. Well, it isn't a point of information, but it's, I think it's
comment.
Appropriate here. Let me say also that part of the difficulty has been a crashed drive when Richard was taking the minutes, and I want to acknowledge a heroic effort to put them together and piece together the ones that he was able to recover.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm still working on it.
Which doesn't vitiate what you were saying, Campbell. I think you're quite correct.
Some of these may have already been approved earlier. It's just such a mess. We're trying to straighten it out.
Got it.
Okay.
Anything else about the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Alberto.
I would like to call for the questions so that we can expedite this part of the meeting and move on to the rest of the agenda that we have before us. Thank you, sir. I call for the question.
I think I already took the question. I asked if there was any objection. Bill said he did, but then withdrew it. So I'll ask again. Is there any objection to approving the minutes that we have in front of us? Okay. Hearing none, let's move on to the next item, which is agenda approval. I just sent you out a minute or two before the meeting, the revised version, that's what it's called, And it has, in addition, one more committee report. Bill had sent me the email for it. I hadn't seen it. It's a five-minute report for the Elections Committee. I also sent out the Executive Committee, revised executive session agenda, and that one has is significantly different, and you should take a look at it, at least when we get to that. I'll get to you. I'll also change back the time of the ending of the in-person meeting, of the open meeting, sorry, to 10:40. And took some time off the executive session because I've taken some motions off of that. What is it, Richard?
On December the 9th, I sent you and the entire board a proposal from the affiliate task force, and that should be on there with the committee reports because it had some procedure that needs to be voted on.
Okay, I missed it, but how much time did you want for that?
I haven't received that. I'm not sure whether this is the point at which to object, but I do.
Well, you and Jim are the co-chairs of that, so if it's going to come up, it's got to be from one of the other of you.
I will present it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair? That's Campbell from the stack.
Okay, so what we're... I assume there are no objections to that. Those are my oversights, and those are added to the committee. That was added to the committee reports. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
I have a point of information, sir.
Yes, Alberto?
It's a report from the National Finance Committee on the agenda. Did we finally get it in? Okay, thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much.
Any other...
comment and maybe it's a question, but when did we get the budget for WPFW?
A long, long time ago, sir. I think this budget started in August. Pardon, Mr. Chair, let me respond. It started in August. It was presented in August, and it's exactly the same budget that the local station board voted in favor maybe 3-4 months ago. We finally were able to get it through the process, get it into the template, and the National Finance Committee sent it identical what the local station board voted for back then to us so that we can get it out of our way and into the archives.
Point of information.
I hadn't quite finished. I mean, you know, the budget from August is problematic. And in fact, I remember when that budget was presented, we were asked
Campbell,
to take a lot of things on faith. And that's
Campbell. What we're discussing now is not that item, but whether or not
the item should be on the agenda. We should have had the budget, more contemporaneously.
Campbell, you voted for that budget, Campbell.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Okay, this conversation is out of order. We can have it when the Finance Committee report comes up, and we can approve or not approve the PFW budget. Richard, you had a point of information.
It's improper for it to come up with.
On the agenda, it says WBAI budget.
I know,
should that be
WPFW? WPFW, yes, it should.
Okay. And I have a motion to move up 4A, no, 4H, motion 4H to 4A, and motion 4D to 4B.
Second. Let's do one at a time. Motion 4H,
that's a motion about the...
And that's to go up to first thing on unfinished business. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Can you clarify what the motion is for those of us?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
The motion says, due to possible conflict of interest, any person who has been terminated from the Pacifica Foundation employment for cause shall be prohibited from membership in the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay.
Is there any objection to moving that up?
Rico.
Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an objection. I'm going to have to leave because I have to start work at 7:30. I don't know if we're going to be finished by then. And these my three motions that have my name on have been on there for some time. I would kind of like to be around to help address them. In the event that I'm not, I'm hoping that maybe Leslie Radford can motivate motion C, and that Bill Crozier can motivate motion E. And as I am the only name on motion D, I'd like to motivate it myself. Therefore, I would like it to be first after the amendment that has been made, if that's possible.
Well, as it stands now, if this is approved, it will be first after after this one. If the second one is approved, it won't be.
Okay, I would like D to be first after this. Is what I'm saying. For the
Say it again, Rico.
I would like D, letter D, to be after that, as opposed to C after that.
That's yet another change.
Okay.
But is there any objection to moving 4H up to 4A?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. There was another motion before Rico's to move. Which one?
That was. Is Kathy Davis on the call?
I guess not.
The motion was to move 4G. Okay, the motion was to move 4G up to 4B.
Okay.
But I can't get in.
Can't get in?
Is that Kathy? We can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's here with me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is there any objection? Hello. Is there any objection? Am I getting an echo or?
Yeah, probably. I was standing too close to Alex. We're at the radio station. Okay.
Is there any objection to moving 4G up to what would become 4B, which would be ahead of? Well, before B, right after Richard Moore.
Has 4G been reviewed by General Counsel?
We had a discussion in executive session about that. There were some general remarks made about California law in that regard. Ricardo, have you actually looked at this specific one? With regard to legal implications?
With respect to the membership, vis-a-vis the filing of lawsuits against the foundation, George?
There were two motions of that sort. The one we're talking about now is motion to disqualify from membership and participation in Pacifica Governance, and it's got much more general conditions under which you could lose your membership. It's 4G on the agenda.
I'm going to object. This is Rico. I would not like the motion D to be moved any further down on the agenda.
Okay.
I think it should be discussed in executive session.
I agree with you, but I was just asking the question of whether you had time to look at it and had an opinion on it.
I've discussed it before in executive session, have I not?
Well, yeah, that was the question.
Was it
specifically with regard to this motion that we had that discussion?
This is Kathy.
Yes, I can discuss it in the executive session. I have an opinion to that effect.
Okay. So that was the answer.
George?
Yes. Just a moment. We're taking a vote on moving up this motion. Kathy, did you want to speak to that?
You're of moving the motion higher on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes, my question was, my understanding was is that we discussed this in the executive session already. I thought that we had.
That's
but
what
General
we're just,
Counsel didn't have an opinion at that time.
That's what we're discussing. That's the question we just asked, and you heard the answer.
No, I didn't understand the answer because I remember specifically having the discussion, so I didn't understand what needs yet to be discussed.
As I understand the question that Campbell asked, it was whether or not the General Counsel had a legal opinion with respect to this particular motion as opposed to general considerations regarding limitations on membership. And the answer was yes, that he did, but he would have to discuss it in executive session.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yeah, yes. Point of information.
Didn't we indeed, as Kathy remembers, didn't we indeed talk about this with the council present?
Yes, we did talk about the subject. I don't want to say it again, what I said. Campbell's question was, did he have a specific legal opinion on this particular motion as opposed to the general question? And my sense of that discussion was it was mostly about the general question, and about this particular motion, he says he has an opinion, but he can only express it in executive session.
Point of information.
Yes.
As I read this motion, it refers to nobody in particular. It doesn't concern personnel matters. I'm wondering why we have to hear about it in executive session. It is a policy matter.
The reason that you need to hear about the legal opinions is in executive session because it's a question about the legal risk of the foundation. What's in front of us at the moment is whether or not to move it up to B, the second item on it. If people want to vote on it without having a legal discussion, that's fine. There's nothing amiss with that. But if you want to hear what the lawyer, what General Counsel has to say about it, he doesn't want to speak about it except in executive session.
I appreciate your comments, but the question was directed to our legal counsel. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's hard to tell when you just say a question. And in fact, I'm in charge of the parliamentary procedure here, and that's my statement about it. Ricardo, do you want to amplify that at all?
Those comments. Thank you.
No, I have nothing else to add, George.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me call the question.
There was an objection to it. Rico, do you want to speak further to your objection to moving it forward?
Yeah. Firstly, I don't really understand it being B because, as I see it stands right now, for unfinished business starts with C. And the chief...
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Chair?
We hear you.
Hi. Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes.
I'm asking, is she asking that it be moved up to be the first?
Richard asked that it be moved up to B.
To B?
Yes.
Right. Okay, what I'm saying is the motion D of mine,
yes.
I would like it to be to not be moved down any further. It's a 10-minute motion. It was passed by LSB, and I would like it to try and at least address that because there's no one else here on that motion but myself.
So you would like to – you're speaking against moving G ahead of your motion?
Ahead of that particular motion.
Yes.
I have two other motions.
I understand. Ahead of that particular motion, yes. Okay, can we go to a vote on this? Is there any objection to going to a vote on this? All right. Afia, would you call the roll? So a yes vote means that you suspend Richard to move G up to B. A no vote means that you're not, in which case G will stay where it is.
Trom Agnew?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Joseph Wanzala? Sean O'Brien?
Excuse me.
Can't hear you, Sean.
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yeah, Madam Secretary, this is Sean. I had mute on. Yes, move it up. Thank you.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Pass.
Alberto Luera?
I abstain.
Richard Yuzel?
Yes.
Nia Bediako? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kemery Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
Pass.
Isia Wangaza? Yes. Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. One, two, three, four, five noes. And one, two, three, four abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes, and now G is B, H is A. Rico, did you want to move your motion D somewhere? Rico?
Yes, I would like to move motion D to A.
Okay.
To be the first okay. One.
Is there any objection to that motion?
Yeah.
Point of information, George.
Yes.
Unless I'm missing something on the version I have, there is no B. There's a C, D, and E.
That's right. That's right.
He wants to move
we created
B
an
somewhere.
A and B. And I think what Rico is saying, he wants to move it ahead of A. Is that correct, Rico?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be the first item. It would then go Rico's motion, Richard's motion, Kathy's motion in that order.
All right, well, Rico has three motions, and I'm not sure which one he wants to move first.
He wants to move D, which is the motion to acquire publicists.
D, all right, thank you.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay. Sophia, would you take the roll on that? Is there any further discussion? Any further discussion on it?
Yeah, I would just like to say this is my probably going to be my last meeting, and this will be the only opportunity I'll have to motivate it.
Okay. Let me say that we will. Okay.
This is moving Diaz and Dodd to A, or before A?
Yes. So it'd be AA, I guess.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat what we're moving where? I just missed that.
We're moving D, which is the motion to acquire a publicist, to AA, first on the unfinished business agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, with respect to time, I'd like to withdraw my objection.
You want to withdraw your motion or your objection?
My objection to moving it. My motion to moving it.
Motion.
Was it seconded? It wasn't, I gather. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
So,
actually,
you can do that. You can do that, Rico. Okay. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Yes, George. This is Alex.
Yes.
I had a motion. I can't quite read your agenda because it's in yellow print, but it's you put it under new business, and I put forward a motion that you put under new business. I'd like to move that up.
To where?
Can we put it after a discussion of Richard and Kathy's motions?
Yes, that would be BB or B2. yes, so the motion is to make it the third item on the agenda on the unfinished business. Is there any objection to that?
Again, point of information, which motion...
It's
the motion
that
it's in new business. It's the only item in new business, and it essentially directs the WBI LSP to have a telephone conference instead of an in-person meeting.
Got it. Thank you.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Then that's the sequence: Richard's motion, Kathy's motion, and Alex's motion. Are there any further changes to the agenda?
Yes. You don't have an inclusion of the affiliates task force. Where would that be?
I did put it. It will be after the elections committee.
After the elections. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm not.
In the committee reports. In the earlier part of the meeting, I said that we had changed that. I had added that. In the committee reports. That's where it is.
So it'll be before the coordinating committee or?
It's after the coordinating committee.
After the coordinating committee?
The sequence I have it in is coordinating committee, finance committee, elections committee, and affiliates task force.
Oh, okay.
Are there any other changes to the agenda? Good. Hearing none, we'll go to the chair's report. This is an old news item. I felt it was necessary to just sort of put closure to it. A young man climbed up the tower in KPFA and fell to his death, doing considerable damage to the building beneath it. The police report concluded that he had no relationship with the station. He was an active, extreme sports person, and they thought this was simply an accident. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. We've had two executive sessions.
Which tower, say the gate, or
I'm
on
sorry,
the campus,
what? What was the question?
Which tower is that he fell from?
It's the
transmitter.
The transmitter tower at KPFA.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Berkeley. Oakland.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know a lot of people used to jump from the tower in, at University of California.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that he jumped. We assume he fell.
Just fell. Okay.
We have had two executive sessions. In the first one, we appointed the law firm of Folger Levin to handle legal issues with regard to the changes in staffing at KPFA. In the second executive session, we had essentially gave instructions to our lawyer for dealing with a case that arose out of the elections there at KPFA. And that's it for executive sessions. We had proposed about nine bylaws amendments. KPFA Delegates Assembly, the KPFK Delegates Assembly, and the WBAI Delegates Assembly never met to consider them. As a consequence, none of them have passed. As a secondary consequence, since the bylaws say that you can only do these once a year, it will be November 12th of next year again before bylaws can be voted on again. And that's it for my report. The next item on the agenda is, actually it was the item, I missed it, is acknowledgments. We have 5 minutes for that. I actually have two that I'd like to start with. One is I want to acknowledge Don Cook, who is a local activist. He was on the LSB when Nicole Sawyer was executive director. And as I understand it, it was his suggestion. He actually contacted Al Jazeera to find out if they were interested. And it was his suggestion to Nicole that sort of put this thing into the hopper of PNB, of Pacifica consideration. I also want to acknowledge Bill Crozier for putting together a orientation program for the new LSB, which was very extensive, very thorough, very useful. From what I saw of the effect of it, it was to good effect. And so I thank him for that and acknowledge him for that. And I've sent that out to all of the LSB chairs if they're for their use if they were interested. Anybody, any other acknowledgments for essentially anyone in the network?
Mr. Chair, could I get a copy of that?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is Levine.
Okay, Levine.
Arlene stepped away, but, you know, I want to really acknowledge Arlene for really the long hours that she's been over the last, 6 weeks or so, and during this fund drive. In fact, Arlene went next door to get the final number for the fund drive. But during the fund drive and even before, Arlene has come in at 6 to pitch for Al Jazeera. That's on KPFA, at, you know, comes on at 6. And that, you know, we've had to go through announcements on the air, you know, stating incorrect statements and about what has happened at KPFA and directly. When these are directed at Arlene, and but she's come in, she's pitched the fund drive. I'm gonna give you a preliminary before Arlene gets here, but the first day of the fund drive, which was a Monday, it raised $50,000. The second day, $70,000. We are averaging, they're averaging about $70,000 a day on a 5-day fund drive. So I'm going to steal Arlene's thunder. But just want to acknowledge that she's been in the morning, 6 a.m., pitching for Al Jazeera, that it looks like we're going to end up
we might make $80,000 today.
Far out.
So, we have done this when there's been, like, really, things directed at Arlene on the air that have been an error, and that, you know, we've hung in there. You know, the listeners have really responded. You know, the program changes were made with Democracy Now! On at 7 a.m. now, Al Jazeera at 6, and that, and that the listeners really, you know, have all responded, and that the widespread support in making and really making this fund drive really didn't happen until Wednesday. The first 2 days, it was basically without total support of the station. But in the end, everyone pitched in, and just want to acknowledge everyone for really making this happen and understanding the dire necessity of to raise funds, and that, you know, acknowledging that, you know, the loss of almost $600,000 is, you know, has to be corrected. So anyway, just want to acknowledge Arlene and the people at KPFA who have made this one of the most successful fund drives ever in terms of dollars per day.
Richard, please.
Richard, go ahead.
I'd like to add my name to that acknowledgement of Arlene and the folks at A for doing all that hard work and to keep on trucking in the face of bad times.
Any other acknowledgments?
I'd like to read that. Yeah.
Andrea,
go ahead.
I'd like to acknowledge Lewis Sawyers. I hope that he's doing better, and we look forward to having him seated. Also, I want to thank all of the listeners out there who have donated in light of all of what we've been through, and we're appreciative of any donations coming in. Thank you.
That's right.
Arlene,
go ahead.
I just want to say a huge thank you to the community of Berkeley, to the listeners, to the people who were involved in our appearance before the City Council this week. All of that has been moves forward, and the tide in Berkeley is really recognizing, or the people of Berkeley are really recognizing
over the week, over
how important this station is and the importance of supporting it. I've been in the phone room answering phones for many hours this week. I just ran over there just now, and they're almost at 70,000 for today, and they still have online income and the news to go. So they should, as I say, I think they're going to top 80,000 for today. In past drives, we've been averaging 41,000 a day the last few drives during the week. So this is just phenomenal. Thank you, people of Berkeley. And the Bay Area. It's not just Berkeley, but it's all up and down the Bay Area.
That's right.
Sean, did I hear you? Did you want to make an acknowledgement?
Yeah, I want to acknowledge Director Uzel and his new Marlboro Man voice. Richard, you ought to be on the radio.
He upgraded his mouthpiece.
Are there any other acknowledgements? Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. Now, the way the consent agenda works is these are items that have to be approved unanimously. If there's any objection to them, they have to go into new business where they just go back into the sequence. There are three of them there. I'm going to take the first one off. Athea has produced a revised version of the motion, which speaks in much greater detail about Ivanduli's life, and I think is much more of a acknowledgement of him. We'll put that back on the agenda for the next meeting, which will be in the first week of January. There are two other motions on there, a motion in defense of WikiLeaks and a whistleblower protection motion. If there are no objections, I'll read them. If there are objections, I'll simply put them on the new business agenda. Are there any objections to those two motions? Okay, hearing none then, I will read the first one in defense of WikiLeaks. The Pacifica National Board, representing the five Pacifica radio stations and over 100 affiliated stations, hereby declares its support for WikiLeaks. This media organization has recently come under attack for releasing documents that governments and socially significant institutions have kept secret from the public, documents that often show public officials engaged in behavior that violates the norms we claim as defining our society. Pacifica promotes the free flow of politically and socially relevant information to the general population. If the people are, in fact, sovereign and democratic societies, which is the definition of a democratic society, then people need access to information necessary to make decisions for the welfare of the society. The material WikiLeaks has released fits that description. Thus, Pacifica fully supports the right of WikiLeaks to release such essential information and for other media institutions to propagate the WikiLeaks material. Pacifica stands in full solidarity with the WikiLeaks project and denounces as deplorable and anti-democratic any attempts to suppress WikiLeaks' efforts to publish material. The second motion is signing on to an open letter to the House of Representatives to ensure that bipartisan reforms, long supported by the House, become law this year. Passing Senate Bill 372 will protect both whistleblowers and taxpayers. So the Pacifica National Board declares its wish to be a signatory, and I'll read to you the letter. For the past two Congresses, the House of Representatives has passed, with strong bipartisan support, reform legislation that protects federal employees who blow the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. This year, bipartisan support for these reforms advanced in the Senate, and late last week, the Senate unanimously approved Senate Bill 372, the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act. This legislation, which reflects a true compromise between Senate and House versions of whistleblower reform, must become law this year. In no time in our history is whistleblower reform more crucial. This country must address our growing federal debt and cannot afford to tolerate waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. With this crisis looming, we urge you to fulfill your commitments to taxpayers and pass Senate Bill 372. Protecting whistleblowers is a reform that has strong support across ideological lines. The groups on this letter are united in this urgent request that federal employees, the foot soldiers in the war on waste, fraud, and abuse, get the protection they deserve. They must be able to fight back when they are fired, harassed, or demoted in retaliation for their efforts to protect the public health and safety and taxpayer dollars. Unfortunately, under current law, fear of committing career suicide leads federal workers to become silent observers when they witness fraud, waste, or abuse. Congress can and must enact a whistleblower reform law that ensures the federal whistleblowers who are punished for speaking the truth have the tools they need to fight subsequent retaliation and win. Congress must significantly strengthen these protections, but time is running short. Passage of the pending Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act must be a priority for the House in the lame duck. We know that whistleblowers save money. Each year, whistleblower lawsuits under the False Claims Act save taxpayers nearly $1 billion. A PricewaterhouseCoopers study of corporations globally found that employee disclosures were responsible for detection of more fraud than auditors, internal compliance officers, and law enforcement combined. While Senate Bill 372 does not include every reform that our community has sought, it will dramatically improve the status quo for whistleblowers and taxpayers. Please do not delay in making this whistleblower protection legislation with strong bipartisan support law. If you are serious about responding to American voters, reducing the debt, and ensuring the integrity of government, you will do all you can to make whistleblower reform a reality this year. With this, we are joining a large list of organizations. I want to thank Marcel for bringing this to our attention, and I would ask her if she would see to it that the proper people get our name added to that list. Marcel, do you agree to that?
Absolutely. May I say one thing, please?
Sure.
A lot of the news that we report in progressive radio or in television media, period, comes from whistleblowers. And I work very closely with some of these that are listed here. And I cannot tell you the things that I've seen whistleblowers go through for speaking up. What's happening to Julian Assange is public, so you all see it. But there are so many of our members, especially members of the Semmelweis Society, who are medical doctors who reported abuse and fraud and had their medical licenses revoked or suspended, as well as attorneys who reported on fraud in the court. That goes right along with what's happening with Lynn Stewart right now. So I really urge us to agree to this. Thank you.
We have agreed to it, Marcel. There were no objections, so this is these will both be posted on the Pacifica website on the first
day. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
Yes. In terms of the items that or the people that Marcel had mentioned individually, I think that in addition to having a general kind of endorsement, would it be of value to have specific things sent pertaining to those persons and the issues that they're facing?
I'm not sure what you're suggesting, Campbell.
That we
send this document that we've just signed on to?
There's the list that that accompanied our agenda. But also, it may be that there's some hot cases where something could be entered into evidence.
No. Thank you, Campbell. We'll certainly rally support for specific whistleblowers later, but right now we can just get the legislation through.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will stop the chilling effect that's going on now. But thank you very much, and I will certainly bring it to the board, and thank you all for your support.
Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you.
Okay. This is greatly appreciated.
Let's move on then.
One last question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Would we I'm sorry, I kind of lapsed in listening to that, but would it be possible that we could also solicit other organizations, entities, and maybe our affiliates to provide endorsement in this regard?
Well, let me say that you all can do that as individuals, but in terms of what we can do in this meeting with the agenda that we have, the answer is we can't take up anything else. We're going to have to go on with our agenda.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda is our interviews with affiliates candidates. I've asked Joseph Orozco and Heather Gray, who are new applicants for the board, to be here. Actually, I thought we'd get to it sooner than this, but Joseph, are you here? Heather,
right, this is Jim. I'm going to get off the call and come back when this is over. Thank you.
Well, no, you can stay on.
I would rather not. It's uncomfortable. I don't think I should be part of the interview process.
Okay.
So please call me when it's over.
Okay. Does someone have Jim's number?
I do.
Okay, good. Heather, are you here? Heather Gray, are you here?
I think we need someone to call our candidates.
I have... I can't give the number over the phone, and I did speak with both of them, Heather by email, and Joseph just a bit earlier. Well, let's see. Afia and Jim are entitled to make a presentation as well. Afia, you're still here. Would you like to begin? And we should at least interview you and Jim, and perhaps in the meantime be able to contact Joseph and Heather. Afia, are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Would you like to begin? The other alternative is we could go ahead with the executive director's report and the financial report. I hate to do that because this one has a definite time certain to it, and those don't really. But that will give me time to send an email to you all, and some other people can then go ahead and try to contact Heather and Joseph.
That would be my preference.
That would be your preference? Okay, so let's do that. I will send an email. Well, let me just see if I can have a volunteer to do the calling.
This is LaVarne.
Yes?
George, if you send the numbers to John Almala, he can try to call them for you.
Oh, great. Is John still listening?
Yeah, he's available.
Okay.
Email them to John.
Okay, I will do that. Thanks for the suggestion.
Oh, sure. It was my pleasure. It was John.
Mm-hmm. It was John. Okay. Well, thank you, John. Okay, that's what I'll do. We're going to go next to the executive director's report. Bill, I've scheduled this for 20 minutes. Arlene, you now have the floor.
Okay, since we talked about it a little bit earlier, I just want to say that actually we've got three successful fund drives that have been going on through today. KPFA looks like they're going to exceed $350,000. WBAI has been doing an interesting fund drive just from noon until 6 each day this week, and I'm not sure what their total is, but I know that it's going very well. Gary Null's been kind of headlining that, and then they also had Robert Knight and Hugh Hamilton participating. I think Gary was doing 3 hours, Hugh two, and Robert Knight one. And then KPFK, I've been getting lots of word on their fund drive, and it's been going very well, too. In fact, they're hoping to be able to cut a day or two from their February calendar. So congratulations to all the stations that have been doing fund drives. And I think one of the things that it may tell us is that December is a good time to raise money. But I think it also tells us here in the Berkeley area, as I said earlier, that listeners have heard our message that we have severe financial crisis. They realize how valuable their station is, and they have responded. In addition, you know, many of our programmers, some of them from the beginning of the week, and others jumped on board in the middle of the week and have been supporting it very, very well. So that's been exciting. I wanted to mention Free Speech Radio News. I'm sorry that Jim's not hearing this, but Jim has been working with Ursula quite heavily, and Ursula has really stepped up to the plate and been working with Free Speech Radio News to do everything possible to help them make it through this crisis. We do owe them money. We do recognize how very valuable they are to not only the Pacifica stations, but to our affiliates, and that they're a big part, along with Democracy Now!, of our affiliate service. And we have, at this point, actually, through Pacifica, raised $6,489 toward them. That's just a drop in the bucket, but it's that much more. And what is happening is that people are invited to send checks to Pacifica, and then the check, the amount immediately gets forwarded to Free Speech Radio News, but it also diminishes the debt that we owe to Free Speech Radio News by that amount. So it's kind of a win-win situation when people send checks here for Free Speech Radio News. In addition, Ursula and I have both been working on some possible outside funding sources through foundations that might be interested in picking up some funding. And one of the things that Jim had, I think, submitted a motion on the basis of that work was that Free Speech Radio News, that we might make an exception, and if they did get a foundation or a large funder that would fit with our mission, that we might allow, you know, an announcement that they are helping to underwrite the program. So I personally think that would be a very acceptable solution if we came up with a funder like that. In terms of the January meeting, we'll be discussing that later. I want to say that I recognize absolutely the importance, particularly of the first board meeting of the year being an in-person meeting. I think it's essential that people get a chance to meet each other face-to-face and to, for lack of a better word, I'll say do a little bit of bonding. But we do have to look at how we're going to pay for that, and that will come up with Laverne and in some of the later discussion. But we don't have any money on our credit card right now, and we also owe the travel agent funds. In terms of managers for the stations, Berthold Reimers accepted the position at BAI and is on board now as permanent manager. John Hughes has accepted the position in Washington and will be starting January 3rd. He has signed a letter of agreement for that. Amit Pandyal will be starting here in Berkeley, we hope sometime in January. And I'm dealing with the board in Los Angeles over their list of candidates. I've actually completed the phone interviews. And pending the agreement from the LSB, I'm ready to go ahead and schedule in-person interviews. So we're actually on the road to perhaps having four permanent managers on board. And then, of course, Dwayne, our longstanding permanent manager, means that all of those positions would be filled. Actually, that's it for me.
Great.
Excellent. Okay.
Jim is gone. Jim had a motion that he wanted to introduce. Would someone call him?
I am back.
You're back. Oh, good.
Richard, let me know to come back. So.
Good.
Yeah, Sean, for the stack, I'd like to ask the executive director a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I can hear you, Sean.
Okay, yeah, Arlene, what did you say about KPFK? You're waiting for what for the LSB to do?
I'm working with the LSB on hopefully approving setting up a date in early January to do the in-person interviews with the candidates that I have selected from the list that I did phone interviews with, which was the final list submitted by the
I don't understand what the LSB has to do with this. I just clarify that for me, because I don't understand that, and that's been a bone of contention around here, and there's no requirement in the bylaws. So clarify for me what you're talking about, just because I get asked these questions every day.
Sure. I'm just trying to establish a good relationship with the LSB, to establish the agreement that will bring them in for interviews, not only with me, which is what I've done with the candidates at all of the stations, but also to interview or to give the staff a chance to meet and greet with these people, and in some cases to give the members of the LSB that are interested a chance to come to the meet and greet.